Now I know only masters live in this world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Now I know only masters live in this world. Many of us are frightened of being called a master. We don't want to be called a master because if we're a master, that means we are very competent. We are very capable to do anything that we set our mind to. If we are calling ourselves a master, we are very able. We are superior. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are wonderful. And most of us don't want to call ourselves a master because we're afraid to say that we are wonderful. We're afraid to say that we are great. But yet, every time we look at a great person, we must confess to the truth of the statement, a master sees another master. If we see someone great, we must be great. If we see the world beautiful, we must be beautiful. If we see the world glorious and successful and fantastic in every possible way, we must be glorious, successful, and fantastic in every possible way. It's just the way the principle works. So, now I know only a master lives in this world. Only masters live in this world. None other. What am I going to do about it? How am I going to handle this? How am I going to handle this truism that says to me that only masters live in this world? How am I going to handle that? How do I become aware of the fact that only masters live in this world? None other live in this world. Only masters live in this world. Now, I see the evidence of everyone being a master. I see the evidence of people with great imaginations, with great enthusiasm. I see the evidence of people with great intelligence. I see the evidence of people who are geniuses in every beautiful way. And I see some who are geniuses in not beautiful ways. What? Yes, a master sees another master. If I see anything in this world that is not up to my standard or up to my choice or up to my belief that it should be, that's me. Because the world is a pure, glorious, wonderful reflection of who I am. So, it would seem to me one of my very first purposes in life is to recognize everything good and very good, as our Creator told us. All is good and very good. Now, when did anything start to be not good? When did anything start to be not desirable or not beautiful or not fantastic or not masterful? Well, everything is good. Everything is masterful. Everything is fantastic, even the bad stuff. Even what we call the bad stuff. That's our choice. We choose to empower something that is not beneficial to us, and that's what we call the bad stuff. We call that the unmasterful stuff. But yet, it's being a master very wonderfully and very powerfully, because a master is always a master. And a master is masterful in doing beautiful things and doing things that are not beneficial. It's all a matter of what we want to put our attention to, put our concentration on, put our belief in, and to know that it's true for us. That's all. It's just our decision. Now, what decision do you have for yourself? Are you willing to say that you're a master? Now I know only masters live in this world. Are you willing and ready to say that? Now I know only masters live in this world. Are you willing? Are you ready? Do you have the courage to say that? Do you have the courage to say, and under all circumstances, I caused that thing. I created that thing. I made that thing happen. I empowered that thing. I did that. That's me. Can you say that under all circumstances? We just don't want to take responsibility for things that are not nice in our world. We want to say it's somebody else's fault. We want to say it's somebody else's creation. And we want to take charge of all of the beautiful things in our world and say that we are a master seeing another master, and that we're seeing everything good and everything beautiful and everything fantastic. And that's good. That's good. Now, if we can take our attention and turn it away entirely from anything we don't want, and turn it to everything that we do want, turn it to everything in this universe that is glorious and beautiful and good. Turn our attention to everything in this universe that we love, we respect. Yes, we're always being a master, seeing another master, but why not see the beautiful? Why not see the glorious? Why not see the fantastic? Why not see the amazing? Why not see that which is perfect and fantastic? Why not see that? We can, you know. We can. We can take our attention to everything that is beautiful and good and fantastic. And as we take our attention to everything that is good and beautiful and fantastic, what do we do? What we do is to express ourselves in its most beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. We express ourselves in its most beautiful, fulfilling, ideal way. What is it that we usually think of a master being? How do we usually conceive a master? We conceive a master as one who can do anything he wants to do. Now, the question that comes to our mind, what do we want to do? Do we want to see the world good, beautiful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful? Or do we want to see the world limited? It's okay, either way. It doesn't bother the universe, it doesn't bother the world, it doesn't bother anything. It just means that our experience in the world will be whatever it is we put our attention on. If we put our attention on the idea that all is in divine order, then all is in divine order in our world. If we put our attention, all is not in divine order, all is not good, all is not beautiful, then that is where we have our experience. Now, we can have our experience more wonderfully, more beautifully, more fantastically than we ever dreamed if we're willing to train ourselves. If we're willing to build up habits within ourselves which say all is in divine order, which say a master sees another master, and I like what I see, and I'm a master, and I like what I see, and now I know only masters live in this world. When we come to that conclusion for ourselves, when we come to that realization for ourselves, then we realize that we can do something about it. And we do something about it every time we put the cause in motion for ourselves and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is joyous. All is glorious. All is wonderful. All is in fantastic order. All is beautiful. A master sees another master. So I look around me, and I look at my family. I look at my spouse, and I say, I have the most glorious spouse in the world. Why not? Name it, proclaim it, polish it, delight in it, and say, I have the most beautiful children in the world. Oh, all my children are so successful, so glorious. I have the most beautiful mother and the most beautiful father and sisters and brothers. And my mother-in-law and my father-in-law and my family by marriage. I have the most beautiful beings in my world, all of them, fantastic. All the people that I know, everywhere I go, I create another master because I see another master because I am a master. Now, this is what we must say about ourselves. We must say it all the time, every minute of the day. We must say it without fail. We must say it powerfully, joyfully, wonderfully. And as we say it, we say, it is done now. A master sees another master. And we say, Now I know only masters live in this world. Now I know only masters live in my world. Now I know only masters live in my vision. And all is in divine order and fantastic and wonderful and beautiful and fabulous. And I'm happy as can be because a master sees another master and I see everything masterful. Look for the dust, you'll find it. Look for the beautiful polished surfaces. Look for the beauty and the joy and the goodness in the world. You'll find it. It's all right there, wherever you are, because you created it. Because you know now, only masters live in your world, and only masters live in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.